Shares of General Electric are heading back up today after they took an 11% drubbing yesterday. Investors bailed after a whistleblower claimed the company is hiding major losses. The whistleblower is Harry Markopoulos, best known for sounding the alarm on Bernie Madoff's Ponzi scheme. Mike Regan is Bloomberg's senior editor. And Mike, what exactly is GE hiding here, according to this whistleblower?
Well, there's a few things being alleged. You know, remember, GE is a conglomerate involved in a lot of different businesses. But the most serious one is its long-term care insurance business. And that's health insurance, which basically covers, you know, prolonged medical events that aren't completely covered by, say, Medicare or traditional insurance. Mm-hmm. And insurance companies have to reserve money to pay for potential claims. So Markopoulos is claiming that they need to set aside a whole lot more money to cover potential claims to the tune of $18.5 billion.
Whoa.
And then he says they could be hit with another charge of about $10.5 billion if some proposed accounting standards are put in force. So there's also a claim about their stake in Baker Hughes, but the long-term care insurance is really the main accusation he's making.
Would that be enough to sink the company?
Well, the drama's been in the stock market with GE over these claims, but where it would get really serious, in my opinion, is if the ratings agencies in the corporate bond market react to these claims and agree with them. You know, GE is a major issuer of corporate bonds, and its rating is right towards the bottom levels of investment grade. If it were to get cut, hypothetically, by Standard & Poor's and Moody's into the junk bond category, it would have major sort of dire threats for GE going forward. It would just simply make it a lot more expensive to borrow money.
To even put junk bond in the same sentence as GE, wow. GE has called the claims meritless. It points out that Markopoulos is working with a short seller, which means that basically he's going to make millions of dollars if GE's stock falls. Tell me more about that, because it seems like it's a relevant critique.
It's pretty fascinating. And who the actual short-selling hedge fund is still unknown. I think it was Markopoulos' name alone that caused the big drop in the stock yesterday. You know, when the Wall Street Journal has Bernie Madoff whistleblower in a headline, it tends to create a dramatic reaction. But one really interesting thing is part of the rebound in the stock today was because a very famous, well-known short seller, a company called Citron Research, actually came out and defended GE and said this report pointed out some problems it sees with the report.
All right. Mike Regan, senior editor of Bloomberg News. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Peter.